Washington watching Wall Street, Wall Street watching Washington. I welcome the former Washington editor of Barron's, Jim McTague, to help me sort out the headlines in the Wall Street Journal at day's end of trading and banking, and the federal government, in particular the White House, the Treasury, and the FDIC. Jim, Diamond leading discussions on New First Republic Rescue. This is about a regional bank associated with high-end zip codes in L.A., San Francisco, Palm Beach, New York, Wellesley, and the troubles it's seen these last days of its plunging stock price following the failure of the Silicon Valley Bank some week past and the failure of a bank in New York, Signature. However, I note that other regional banks, which were under pressure at the end of last week, are not now showing, at least in the charts late in the day, that they're any longer at risk. Has Wall Street calmed down about the bank runs? Are we looking at specific poor management and no longer looking at everybody losing the store? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Let's divide Wall Street into two populations. You have the crazy people who are buying and selling stocks now, like the market is a casino. You know, they're not, these are not long-term investors rationally allocating capital to promising and strong businesses. These are people rolling the dice. The other part of Wall Street are the asset managers and the bankers. And this extends to Main Street bankers. What you have is Washington looking suspiciously at the bankers and Wall Street, and the bankers and Wall Street looking suspiciously at Washington, which has taken control of the bailouts of these failed banks. So it's a troubling situation. There's lots of uncertainty. I think today's market action, which was very bullish, again, it's just people rolling the dice, and these are like cattle ready to stampede at the first shock, and there are going to be more shocks along the way with this banking crisis. It's stabilized. It's in intensive care. It's stabilized, but it's not walking around on crutches yet.
Oh, the scene in Hollywood movies where everybody's whispering, even though the patient can't hear anything. I see. Fine. That's where we are. Mid-sized banks asking FDIC to protect all deposits. I think this is another bailout headline. As I understand it, right now, our deposits, $250,000 are guaranteed by the FDIC. But they want all deposits for 2 years. Is that a bailout, Jim? Can we tell? Does anybody care whether it's a bailout?
It is a bailout. This is another reason the market is rallying. This would be the federal government guaranteeing every deposit in every bank, no matter how bad the bank was, you know, regardless of how many bad loans it has on its books, regardless of how crooked the managements are. The banks would be kept alive like zombies. And the reason is the FDIC, the deposit insurance, has something like $125 billion. Barron's had written an article. It's supposed to have double that much money just to cover insured deposits to $250,000. It's got half that money. And it doesn't have enough money to cover every deposit in every bank. And, you know, the average person on the street knows this. They can do the math. The average person, the business people, the grocery owners, the car dealers, you name it, they've read the headlines that the banking system has $625 billion in assets that are underwater, that have lost money as interest rates go up. You know, your listeners know there's an inverse relationship. As interest rates go up, bond prices drop. They're worth less. So these banks are, I call them zombie institutions. They're underwater. And the people on Main Street are scared to death that they're going to, you know, if the fat cat Democratic donors in First Republic Bank in California were almost lost all their money, what's going to happen to them? So they're starting to move money to banks considered too big to fail. And this puts the regional banks at risk of failure as, you know, if these deposits suddenly come out.
We go to Europe. The news there is that a weak bank, Credit Suisse, has now been taken over, purchased, I believe is the polite term, by UBS, a strong bank, and Switzerland is backing this maneuver, the Swiss National Fund. Switzerland itself, the country is backing this maneuver, appears to have stabilized the concerns in Europe, or has it, Jim? It's early days.
Well, it seems to, as you say, it's we really can't tell. I mean, UBS, which is the purchaser, certainly isn't totally at ease, because it asks, you know, it knows that the assets it's buying, the bank it's buying, could be worse than it looks on paper. And so they've asked the Swiss government, should they lose $5 billion on this purchase, which is possible, you know, they might find that the assets are worth less. These are loans, by the way, the assets. Then the Swiss government has to kick in $9 billion. So, you know, we're talking $14 billion possible backstop. This reminds me of the 80s. I've seen this before. There was another bank, First Republic in Texas, H.R. Bum Bright, who owned the Dallas Cowboys and had a savings and loan, bought a failed bank thinking, look how smart I am. I'm getting the assets at 2 cents on the dollar. Well, the assets decreased in value, and First Republic went bankrupt. H.R. Bum Bright lost $29 million, which was a lot of money in 1989. He had to sell his beloved Dallas Cowboys to Jerry Jones for $124 million, so he had pocket cash. So, you know, history repeats. At this stage of the banking crisis, we don't know that asset prices have bottomed, because the Fed's fighting inflation. It has to lift interest rates higher, I think 6% minimum. And that's going to mean all these loans on the books of the banks are worth less. So to say that, yeah, we're stabilizing the patient, but, you know, there's a danger that he has an aneurysm that's going to pop.
The markets waiting for the Federal Reserve meeting one more time over the next 2 days, and Jerome Powell will come out and make an announcement. We're staying the course. We're following what we said. It'll be a quarter point or maybe nothing. No, a quarter point is the indication right now. I note that Jerome Powell is picking up some adversaries in Congress. The market is not behaving badly right now, even though the banks are troubled. Is that important, Jim, to watch the bear market, that it's no longer just sell everything? It's particular sectors that are troubled and other sectors don't show the strain?
Yeah, here's the thing. The stock, the investors realize that when the Fed is guaranteeing that the banks won't fail, it's propping up security prices as well, you know, because you know, the banking system is no longer going to hell in a handbasket. So the market does well. We'll pretend there is no banking crisis, because the federal government says there isn't one. That's what you see right now. I think stocks are a terrible buy right now, because as interest rates go up, it affects corporate earnings and it affects all the investments that corporations have. So we don't really know how to value a corporation today, you know, when we're looking ahead a year from now. So I think it's craziness. I think we are going to have a massive correction in the market in the months ahead. I think Jerome Powell will be forced out of the Federal Reserve because the politicians have taken over the bailout. It's become a political event now. It's part of the presidential campaign, and the Fed is going to bow to pressure. It's not going to adequately raise interest rates to fight inflation.
Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor of Barron's Magazine. I'm John Papp.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.